Gospodin, the Lord. He sent me to bring the good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives.
Alleluia. 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 Gospodin s vama.
The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The Lord appointed 72 others and sent them out ahead of him in pairs to all the towns and places he himself was to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is rich, but the laborers are few. So ask the Lord of the harvest to send laborers to his harvest. Start off now, but remember, I'm sending you out like lambs among wolves. Carry no purse, no haversack, no sandals. Salute no one on the road. Whatever house you go into, let your first words be, 'Peace to this house.' If a man of peace lives there, your peace will go and rest on him. If not, it will come back to you. Stay in the same house, taking what food and drink they have to offer, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not move from house to house. Whenever you go into a town where they make you welcome, eat what is set before you. Cure those in it who are sick and say, 'The kingdom of God is very near to you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, here on the feast of these two saints, these two great missionaries, apostles of the Slavs, we have heard these readings which speak to us about this missionary call. You know that the old Jews were convinced profoundly, they believed how they were chosen people and how only they know the true and living God, Yahweh, and how that God was to send them the Messiah. And then Jesus Christ came, the Son of God came, and he spread his arms out upon the cross, and he broke down all the barriers, all of the human divisions, and became the Savior of the entire world, not only of the Jews. That is why in this first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, which we have heard, this dialogue between St. Paul and the Jews is particularly such, where Paul proclaims, he speaks, he explains that it will not be stopped at only proclamation of Jesus as Savior to the Jews, but he will go to all the people, he will go to the pagans. That is the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. This is his crucified hands. This is the embrace that Jesus from the cross gave to the entire world. That Jesus is also our Savior. He is the Savior of each one of us, and every believer, and every Christian, and each one of us present here is called to witness him, to confess the faith in him, and to become his missionary. It is difficult, it is impossible to be a real friend with Jesus Christ, to be in company truly with Jesus Christ, to eat to be fed on his body, on his word, to feel and experience his presence in the Eucharist, to have firm faith in him and in him. Without becoming his missionary, it's not possible to do all that without his witness. It is so beautiful to be with Jesus. It is so beautiful to be with the living God. There is no more beautiful experience. Man can experience anything else in this world as beautiful, as good, as powerful, as magnificent, as to encounter with the living God, to remain in the embrace of the living God, to have the living God, Jesus Christ, risen as friend. That is so powerful, that is so good, that man cannot hold him only for himself. A man needs to share these things with other brothers and sisters, with everyone, with all those whom he meets on his life's journey. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are not only believers, and we cannot only be satisfied with the fact that we come every once in a while to Holy Mass, that we have fulfilled our sacraments, that we are satisfied with only Sunday Mass. We are not called only to be Sunday Mass goers and to listen to the Word of God on Sundays, then to come to communion only on Sundays. He is asking of us much more. He is asking everything of us. Jesus wants to truly, 100%, to be His. He is calling us to daily prayer. He is calling us to daily companionship with Him. He calls us that because of Him we lose our life, that we may find it truly in Him.
Takvi postajemo.
We become such, Jesus' witnesses, witnesses of His love. In such a way we follow Him. In such a way we are all the more like Him. And then it has to be seen in our daily life. In our daily actions. Dear friends, dear grandmothers, grandfathers that are present here, do not only expect that your grandchildren, your children, who knows who, will proclaim Christ and bring the living God into their lives. First of all, that's expected of you, that by your own witness, by your own life, by your daily life, you may witness to your child the living God, the living God, Jesus Christ, that is love. Perhaps your child, your son, your grandchild needs to see in your home, in your family, love, because mom and dad love each other with Christ's love, because they are fed by Christ's word, because they believe in that Jesus Christ, because they confess it's Jesus Christ, because they are risen in that Christ, and that love is visible, and that child doesn't need to have much explanation at the catechism what love is. Because the child sees the love, experiences love, that love imbues him, that love teaches him how to love. And that is a true, real missionary life, and that proclamation of Jesus Christ. That is why families are called the church in small. Because of this, and in this, that proclamation has to be the firmest, strongest, and most clear. That is why we are all believers in the Catholic Church, and we are all called to missionary life. You cannot be a true, real believer without witnessing Christ. You cannot be a believer in Jesus Christ, real, true believer, but parked the entire week, and then like an old car that's started up once in a while, that the motor starts to air out a little bit, it doesn't rust completely to take you to the church. No, that is not Christianity that is alive. There's nothing from it. That is only maintaining a tradition that has its some value, but doesn't have the real, true value that the Church of Christ must have. This Holy Mass, brothers and sisters, we will pray for that true faith, for that true witness, for that responsibility before the living God. We are responsible for Jesus, that to our children we transmit our faith, that we transmit and witness the living God to our children. Let us not take these responsibilities to be handed over to priests and nuns. And with the priests gathered here on the 22nd International Priest Seminar for priests in Medjugorje, we'll seriously take this gospel and these messages of today's gospel. This, for the priests, pertains to us. When Jesus sends us two by two, when he says to us to be watchful, that in our priestly and missionary life he sends us like lambs among the wolves, when he says to us to watch about material things, that for our priestly we don't need any purse. We don't need a haversack. We don't have to break our brain about what we are going to wear. He calls us to be simple, and we may not be demanding, that we know how to adapt to life with people whom we meet on our priestly journey there where the Lord has already sent us to go from house to house. That what others have, what the others eat, that we also share with them. He calls us to this simple life, unburdened life from heavy things, from material things, a world unburdened from ambitions, a life unburdened by all that can oppress, stop, and deaden and kill the life of a priest and a missionary. And Jesus says that the harvest is great and laborers few. And here in Medjugorje, the brothers and sisters, let us together listen to this question of Jesus. Let us pray to the Lord that truly he may send many other young into his harvest, into his vineyard, that there may always be vocations in religious communities, that there always may be young priests, real, those who truly transmit the glory of Christ and proclaim it with their lives. May be abundant in that.